Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. White House officials say they will not comply with the Democratic impeachment inquiry. That sets the stage for a legal battle between the legislative and executive branches of government. University of Texas law professor Stephen Vladeck tells NPR that the White House's position is likely to further complicate the impeachment probe.
I think where this goes from here is this is just going to either keep escalating or de-escalating, depending upon your perspective. This puts, I think, more pressure on the Democrats to actually push this forward, but it also allows the Democrats to really rally behind the narrative that we don't even have to reach a judgment about whether the president engaged in any impeachable conduct on the merits. He has an obligation to help us reach that judgment by refusing to. It's the process foul. It's the cover-up.
Meanwhile, former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy is being tapped to serve as President Trump's outside counsel in the impeachment inquiry. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland was scheduled to testify in the House impeachment probe Tuesday, but failed to show up. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Sondland is now being subpoenaed by the panel.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the Trump administration's effort to block Sondland from testifying is a further act of obstruction of a co-equal branch of government. Schiff says the State Department has also prevented the ambassador from sharing documents related to the impeachment inquiry.
The ambassador has text messages or emails on a personal device, which have been provided to the State Department, although we have requested those from the ambassador, and the State Department is withholding those messages as well.
The House is investigating whether President Trump pressured the leader of Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and his son in exchange for U.S. military aid. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Turkish troops are reportedly ready to launch an offensive against Kurdish fighters who've been U.S. allies in the war against ISIS militants in Syria. Meanwhile, Turkey's president will visit the United States next month. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
The president has announced that he and Turkish President Erdogan will meet at the White House in November. That's just a day after Trump threatened to, quote, totally destroy Turkey's economy if Turkey did anything in Syria that the president said, quote, I in my great and unmatched wisdom consider to be off limits. After the president announced a pullout of U.S. troops from Syria, he's been criticized by members of his own party for abandoning the Kurds, one of the United States' most reliable allies in the fight against ISIS. Turkey is expected to begin an offensive against the Kurds soon. The president tweeted today that he's not abandoning the Kurds, but that's just a day after he seemed to describe them as hired mercenaries instead of steadfast allies, tweeting that, quote, although the Kurds fought with us, they were paid massive amounts of money to do so. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
You're listening to NPR News. Three researchers share this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports that the winners are being honored for making discoveries about the Earth's place in the universe.
Michel Mayor and Didier Queloz of Geneva University and Cambridge University won half the prize for their discovery of a planet orbiting a distant sun-like star. The discovery upended theories about how solar systems form. The other half of the prize went to Jim Peebles of Princeton University. His work has helped prove that all planets and stars make up just 5% of the stuff in the universe. The rest is so-called dark matter and dark energy. Even he doesn't know what dark matter or dark energy actually is.
It's another Nobel Prize coming to someone. Find out.
Peebles, meanwhile, is planning to celebrate his Nobel Prize with his family. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The World Bank warns that rising trade tensions threaten to impede anti-poverty efforts in the poorest countries, where products are made at low cost for multinational corporations. A report says trade conflicts are disrupting supply chains and prompting manufacturers to delay investment decisions in order to avoid getting caught in a trade war crossfire. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he still plans to visit China Wednesday ahead of preseason games there between the LA Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets. But Silver says the league is not apologizing for a tweet by Houston General Manager Daryl Morey supporting pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Silver says the NBA does regret the outcome and reaction to Morey's comments. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.